Number 8 and verse number 11 is what I want to preach tonight. The resurrection power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Can't never go wrong with the resurrection power. Amen? Tonight, everybody that stood and said they've been saved, they've only been saved by one way, and that is the resurrection power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You can't be saved unless that power come into your life. You can't be changed. It's a change. It's something new that comes inside of you. Tonight, if you got a copy of God's Word, Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 11, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. I thank God for His resurrection power. The Bible says in Romans 8, 11, but if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. Does He dwell in you tonight? Amen. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus, if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Lord, we love you and we thank you that you've allowed us one more time to come out to your house tonight and worship you and praise you. Lord, tonight, I surrender everything to you tonight. Lord, I thank you tonight that I didn't come in dry, but I come in full of the Holy Ghost tonight. Lord, I thank you tonight that I did come in with two messages. I thank you tonight, as Brother David said, I do have a third message deep down inside, Father, and that is the saving grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, I do thank you for that tonight, Lord God. I thank you for the blood that's been applied to my life. Lord, I pray when we walk out of this place tonight, we know what it is to be touched by the hand of God. Father, we love you. We thank you. We glorify you. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Lord, I pray everything I say tonight be all about you, not one thing about me. I pray tonight for Sister Avery as she's at the end of her road, at the end of her life. Lord, I pray tonight that you touch her and Tina real good tonight. Lord, I pray you give them rest. I pray tonight that they not wake up at midnight and 2 o'clock, but they get a solid night rest tonight, Father. Lord, I pray that in no other name but the name of Jesus. Have your will and way in this service, and we'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. The resurrection power tonight. Here tonight as we come, Apostle Paul, he preached that resurrection power. For an individual to be changed or to be a new individual, we need resurrection power. And you say tonight, preacher, what is that resurrection power? What are you talking about tonight? That resurrection power that comes into somebody's life. I say to you tonight, is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. It is no different tonight. It is that same power when a person gets born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, that resurrection power comes on your life. I say to you tonight, it's no different. It's identical tonight. It's identical. It's the same power that raised Lazarus from the dead. If you have a copy of God's Word, will you turn with me over to John chapter number 11 and verse number 43 tonight? I see in the Bible that it's the same power, that resurrection power. We have nothing different than John had. We have nothing different than Lazarus had. We have nothing different than Jesus has. We all have that resurrection power if you've been born again. That's why we don't stay where we used to be. We come out and we're alive and we're excited for what God has done in our life. But that same power is no different. It's identical to the same power that raised Lazarus from the dead. Look at me, if you will, in John chapter number 11 and verse number 43. And this is Jesus talking. And when he had thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice and he said, Lazarus, come forth. That same power that Jesus called out that raised Lazarus from the dead, raised me from the dead. When he called my name that day and he called me to come forth, and I walked that aisle and I got on my knees, I want you to know I was just like Lazarus. I was dead. I was stinking. I was no good. And the power of God entered my life and made me a new man. I say tonight that it raised Lazarus from the dead. I say to you tonight in Romans 8, 11, it raised Jesus from the dead. Can I get an amen? That same power that raised Lazarus, it wouldn't be a different power. It is the same power that raised Lazarus from the dead. It is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 11, it says, but if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead, that's that Spirit I'm talking about, that resurrection power, when it enters a man, woman, boy or girl, it changes their life forever. He said, preacher, you believe that? Now, I believe that 100%. It raised Lazarus from the dead. It raised Jesus from the dead. And one day, that same power that raised them from the dead, your spiritual body and your physical body is going to meet in the air, and it's going to raise you from the dead as well. It's not going to leave that body in the ground. It's not going to leave that body in the grave. You know why tonight? Anything God made is His. And he's going to call that body back forth. And as a believer tonight, the Bible says, those that die in Christ shall be raised. We're going to come back and get a glorified body. I don't know about you tonight, but I thank God for that. Can I get a witness? Look with me, if you will, to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 and verse number 14, how he says in his word that he's going to raise this body as well one day. I thank God today for that resurrection power. That's what keeps me from being dead. That's what keeps me alive in my life. Look what he says in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 and verse number 14. It raised Lazarus. It raised Jesus. And one day it's going to raise you and I from the dead. But whoa, glory. For if we believe that Jesus died. I ask you a question. Do you believe that Jesus died? Anytime somebody gets saved, the first thing I ask them is this. I say, do you believe that Jesus Christ bled and died on an old rugged cross for you? Their answer most of the time is yes. And then I ask them this question. Do you believe that he was buried and on the third day he rose again? And they most of the time they say yes. And I say, do you believe that he is on the right hand of the Father making intercession, that if you call on his name, he's able to save you? And they say yes. And you know what we do at that moment? We repent and we ask Jesus to come in our life. You've got to believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He says in 1 Thessalonians 4:14, for if we believe that Jesus died, do you believe that tonight? You say, preacher, everybody believes that. No, they don't. No, they don't. We was at Broken Lives the other night, Brother Eric, and that guy come up and he said, will you pray for me? Will you pray for us? I don't know who all was there. Will you pray? We said, yeah, we'll pray. And he come over. I said, do you believe in Jesus? He said, I believe in God. I said, do you believe in Jesus? He said, I believe in God. I said, it won't work. You can believe in God all you want, but you got to believe in Jesus. You got to believe he bled and died on an old rugged cross. You got to believe in his son. What you do with his son will determine what he does with you. And that man looked at us and he said, well, I don't believe that, but I believe in God. I said, oh, no, you've got to single it out. There's a lot of people that believe in a God. Amen. But listen to me tonight. When you say Jesus Christ, you know what God, what it's talking about. You're talking about God of eternity. You're talking about God that spanned it out. You're talking about God that created man in his own image. I'm talking about that God tonight. And that man said, I don't believe that. We sat there and talked. He said, will you pray for us? That I get a good job, my family get put back together. I said, no, sir. I said, but I'll pray that God will give you the grace and the ability to call on his name and to believe that Jesus Christ died for you. We gathered up there around him and prayed, and we left him there where he was at and walked back out. He said, preacher, that's kind of straightforward. Oh, yes, sir, it is. The Bible is straightforward tonight. We must believe on the name of Jesus. He said, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even though so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. So what's going to raise us up? It's going to be the power, that same power that raised Lazarus, that raised Jesus, that's going to raise you and I. It's that same power that saves sinners, silences Satan, and satisfies God. Philippians 3:10, here's what Paul said, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Tonight, it's that resurrection power that saves people tonight. It's that same power. It's nothing different. It's identical tonight. Can I say to you tonight as we turn back to the text, to Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 11. And by the way, I'm at the right message tonight. Can I get an amen? Man, that Holy Ghost is moving in this place tonight. I see that same power. But listen to me tonight. It can't be mimicked. It can't be none of them things. It's a supernatural power tonight that'll come upon an individual. You can't mimic it. You can't buy it. All you can do is beg for it and God will send it to you. You get on your knees tonight and you beg to Almighty God and tell him I need that power on my life. It's supernatural tonight. It's unable to be seen. The only thing you can see is the results of it. You can't see the Holy Ghost. You can't see it. It's like the wind. It blows where it wants to blow. It goes where it wants to go. But you can't see it. All you can do is see the results of it. And tonight is that supernatural power tonight. I see that power tonight. It says, but the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. I see that power tonight. It's concealed. It must be concealed on the inside of an individual. It must come down. It can't rest on you. It must rest inside of you. You have to allow it to come in. You got to ask it to come in. You got to be willing for that Holy Ghost to come inside of you and set down on you and saturate you. I believe tonight what's wrong with a lot of Baptist churches is they don't have the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. They don't allow the Holy Ghost to come down and indwell them. They have never concealed the Holy Ghost. They've seen other people experience with that Holy Ghost. They've heard about him. They've talked about him, but they've never experienced him. Friends, tonight, can I say to you, I know what it is to be filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. And the Bible says to conceal that power, he must dwell in you. It's concealed power tonight. When you get saved, it's supernatural. It's supernatural when you call on his name. how a man, woman, boy, or girl can come to an altar beat down, broken, bruised, everything you can think of, and all of a sudden they kneel down, they repent, and ask Jesus come into their life. It's supernatural. Things take place. Their thinking gets clear. They get a peace. They get more than you can understand tonight. Friends, I'm telling you tonight, I hope you get a hold of this tonight. If you go home tonight miserable, it'll be your own fault tonight because the Holy Ghost is in here. I see it's a concealed power. He says in verse number 11, "From the it dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies." I see not only is it a concealed power, it dwells in you, but it's a conquering power tonight. What will it do? It'll deliver you tonight. It'll conquer anything in your life. You don't believe me, just call on the name of Jesus when something's going wrong. You just call on his name. That power is concealed on the inside, and it'll conquer anything you got going on tonight. I see it's the same power, and it's supernatural. It's concealed, it's conquering, and it's changing. Look what he says. It'll change you when that power comes in your life. Has anybody been changed in here? Man, it's daylight and dark difference. It's like you flip a switch, daylight and dark difference. It's like daylight and dark. The other day I was talking to Chad Oliver. Me and him was talking. We went to school together. He graduated with Brandy. And he said, "Man, I don't mean this in no bad way." He said, "But you ain't nothing like you was in school." I said, "Man, it's all to God. Amen. All to Jesus Christ." He flipped the switch. When that power come inside, Brother Eric, it flipped the switch, man. I'm telling you. And I want you to know the hardest thing it is to do. You know what they know about you, how you used to live. And you want them to see the new Jesus, the new you, what God's doing through you. And it ain't no fake Jesus. It ain't no rock and roll Jesus. It ain't no Hollywood Jesus. It's a holy Jesus that come inside of you. And he changed you and he quickened you, your mortal body, and he raised you up. Man, I don't know about y'all, but that fires me up talking about this. It's a concealed power, conquering power, and it changes you. Look what he says. It shall quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. It quickens, it changes, it's got a power to change a person. It gives sights to the blind. It heals the brokenhearted. It feeds the 5,000. It heals a withered hand. It raises up sick daughters. It forgives the adulterous people. It stops the issue of blood. And today we need that power in our services. That's what it does. You remember the man with the withered hand? I believe it's Mark chapter number 3. And he had a withered hand. I'm talking about a hand that was withered up. Doesn't turn back. He was withered up. And you remember what he did? And Jesus come in and he had a withered hand. And Jesus said, "Stretch forth your hand." He knew what hand he was talking about. Brother Hagin, he knew. God knows who he's talking about, and the Holy Ghost even knows more. He knows just what God's telling him. Jesus knows. They all three in one. And they know what they're talking about and what they want you to receive. And Jesus said, "Stretch forth your hand." People had done seen that hand. They mocked that hand. They made fun of that hand. They everything you can think of about that man. But when Jesus showed up, he said, "Stretch forth your hand." And he stretched forth that hand. The other night, I went and watched John Haston at Hackleburg ball game. I was sitting there at that ball game, and man, it's been 21 years since I've been arrested. 21 years. He said, "You always got to tell this story." I always got to tell this story because it's my resurrection story. Amen. It's my deliverance. Not who I used to be. Been set free, Brother Tony. I ain't going to get over it. If I get over it, I'll forget it. And we're sitting there, and this guy walks by, and Brother John Stidham said, "You know who that is?" I said, "I ain't got a clue who that is." He said, "That's Kenny Hallmark." Brother John Stidham don't know nothing about Kenny Hallmark. Between me and Kenny Hallmark, he don't know nothing about that. That man walked by me, and he's probably lost 50 pounds or more. And he walked by me. I didn't say nothing to him. He said to me, "He walked by, he didn't know me. I didn't know him. I know him, he know me, but we didn't know each other because we both had changed." He was my arresting officer. He's the one that put his knee in my back and held me on the ground. He's the one that talked to me like I was worse than a dog when I got busted. He's the one that had me down on the ground and had me down. Listen to me tonight. Listen to me. I'm telling you. And I'm telling you what. When they took me in there, he wanted me to do all these things and testify and do all this. I said, "I won't do it. I won't do it. It's deeper than that. It's more than that." After I got out and went back and did and all on and on and on and on, I was never forget. I was youth pastor at Detroit First Baptist. It strains me, man. It gets in my core when I get thinking about this. And they brought him in, and he come in, and he spoke. And he spoke on drug awareness and how people don't change, and they just don't change. And he stood up, and he said, "All these meth heads and all these dope heads, 1 out of 100 might change, but most of them never do change." And, son, I'm sitting back there chomping the bits. I'm telling you right now, I'm eating it up one side and down the other, Brother Chad. I can't wait to get a hold of his hand and tell him I'm that one that Jesus found that went astray, and he come and got him and brought him back. We got at the back of the door, and there he stood, and he's shaking everybody's hand. And I walked up to him, Brother David, and I shook his hand, and I said, "You don't know me, but I know you, B.J. Mills. You arrested me." He said, yeah, I did. I said, I'm that one that changed. Watch what you tell people. Walked out of the church. He said, preacher, you didn't do him like that. I guarantee you I did. Folks, you listen to me. Don't you ever look down on somebody. When the power of God comes in a person's life, it'll change you. It'll change you. It'll get on you. It'll quicken you. It'll change you. It'll set you free. It'll set you free. You know why only one out of 100 make it off? Because that other 99 ain't got a hold of Jesus. Bro, the other 99 ain't got a hold of Jesus. You give me an old boy that keeps going back, going back, going back, going back. He ain't got Jesus. He changes you. He sets the captive free. I'd like to spoke to him the other night, but he was on the field doing his thing. And I know he sees a lot of stuff. Sister Lynetta, you've seen a lot of stuff. They'll tell you 100 things. Most of them lie when they come in the room. I understand that. I know that. But every once in a while, there'll be one. There'll be one that God will get a hold of. And that power will come on the inside of him to change everything about him. I ask you tonight, do you got that same power that raised Jesus from the grave in your life? I'm asking you tonight, do you got that supernatural power? Nothing to do with you, but all with him. Folks, tonight I'm telling you what. This world needs to get a hold of Jesus. I'm talking about get a hold of Jesus. I'm talking about get a hold of him. I'm talking about get a hold of him. Church, we need to get a hold of him. We need to get a hold of him right here in this place. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. There's too many people says they're saved and living like the devil. You won't make it to heaven that way. You won't make it that way. You got to follow the Lord tonight. Let me give you this. I see the same power. I see the supernatural power, but I also see the separating power tonight. Romans 8:11, how it separates you from the rest. Look what it says. But the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. I see it separates. Shall also is what it says here. Shall also, what does that mean? It'll detach you from the old man. When that power comes in you, it detaches you from the old man. You're not who you used to be. You're not who it used to be. It'll detach you from the old man. It'll divide you from the old man. You won't run with who you used to run with. You won't run with it. Tonight, I want to say this to you. Woo, I thank God for his resurrection power. We're sitting on the couch tonight, this evening, right after we got out of church. I was just thanking God for that man got saved this morning. I was thanking God for that resurrection power. I was thanking God for what he's done in my life, what he's done in my family's life. Thank God that Kaylee don't know that life that I went through and her mom had drug her mom through. I thank God for that. Listen to me. I thank God for that tonight. I thank God for that tonight. But I want her to be aware of it. I don't want her to be dumb and stupid about it. I want her to know the streets, but I don't want her on the streets. Amen. Amen. I don't want that in her life. I don't want that in her life. I want her to have better. I want her to have more. I want her to see God all over it tonight. And I want her to know that her daddy's narrow-minded tonight. And he believes the word. He believes the book. I want her to know that tonight. I don't want people to come around when I'm laying in a casket and say, your daddy was a good man. I want them to come around and say, your daddy was a saved man. Your daddy's a man that stood for God. And we need some daddies in here to get a hold of that power in your life. And God reaches down and he changes you. And everybody knows it. Nobody, it ain't hid from nobody. He changes you. Man, he'll separate you. He'll call you out. He'll pull you out of that mess. You can't live that way. Man, I'm telling you. I thank God for that tonight. It divides you from that old man. Oh, and it detaches you. And it disconnects you from that old man. Man, that life is gone. Dead. This may have just been for me tonight. Just need to preach on this. Man. If you could have seen me then, you'd see me now. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. If any man be in Christ, man can't live the life he used to live, Brother Brad. Can I get amen? Guilt and shame will kill you. Guilt and shame will kill you, son. Drive you crazy. Melt you to the ground. Melt you to the ground. Tonight, I just want this church to get a hold of that power. You say, we got it, preacher. Ain't no way. Ain't no way you got 280 folk here this morning. Look at it tonight. They ain't got a hold of it. It's recorded. It's online. That's okay. I've said some names now. I'm okay with it. Ain't no way they got a hold of it. There ain't no way they got a hold of it. When you get a hold of it, you say, well, it's just Sunday night. It don't matter. When you get a hold of it, you just got to have it. You just got to have it. There ain't no way they got a hold of it. They might be hooked up, but they ain't hooked all the way up over there. When that spirit get on you, you'll know it, son. You get hooked up in that Holy Ghost, son. You know what it is to be around like-minded believers. Sister Pugh, it'll do you good. Johnson, I'm sorry. It'll do you good, won't it? When you're going through a valley and you're looking for a job, you didn't call your lost friends to pray. Who'd you call on? The church. You called on church. You called on church. But Travis, Sister Missy, you called on church. Call on your lost friends. You called on your church. Sister Christian, when you was down and out and didn't know what you was going to do, you called on church. Ask church to pray. Why? Because there's power there. There's supernatural power that people can't see. Saving power, separating power. It just does something tonight. I thank God that I got a group of people here that knows how to get a hold of God. Amen. I'd hate to know I didn't know how to get a hold of him. There's one thing my daughter and my wife, and I try to do better at this, okay? When they call, I'm supposed to answer. Mm-hmm. They ought to be able to get a hold of me because I'm your daddy. Tonight, can I say to you, if you're a child of God, you ought to be able to get a hold of your daddy. And that power come alive in your life. It'll do a work in your life. I'll share with you one more thing what this power will do. It'll save you. It'll save you. I believe there's so many folks in this world's lost going to hell. I believe Billy Graham's got it right. He said 80% of the church is lost, and I believe that tonight. I believe that tonight. Sister Patsy, I believe that with all my heart. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. Cheap Christianity. Cheap. Cheap. All you got to do is recite a sinner's prayer and you're going to heaven. That won't get you to heaven. If that power's not quickened you, if that Holy Ghost ain't quickened you on the inside, you can pray all you want to pray. But until that spirit draweth, except the spirit draweth, a man can't be saved. That spirit's got to draw. It get drawing on your heart, be drawing on you, pulling on you. Ain't mama pulling on you, ain't daddy pulling on you, ain't wife pulling on you. It's the Spirit of God pulling. It's pulling, it's dragging. Pulling you. I believe that tonight 100%. So why you believe that, preacher? I see how people walk. I try not to get my eyes on people. I try to keep them on the cross. But there's no way the way I was living, Brother Jerry, I was going to heaven. There was no way the way I was living, I was going to heaven. There had to be a change. And I hate to know I served a God that wasn't big enough to change me. I'd hate to know I served a God that wasn't big enough to change me. And listen, it ain't only drugs and drinking. It's attitude, animosity, pride, jealousy. All these things he'll change in you when he saves you. He'll put a new spirit in you. When Adam and Eve messed up in the garden, it was the spirit that was broken. And it's the spirit that God wants to reunite back with you and I. It's our spirit man that he wants fellowship with. It's our spirit man that he wants relationship with. That's why the Holy Spirit draws. He draws you to him. He pulls you in. You confess. And what gets saved? Your spirit. You get united back with God. That spirit that's been broken now. He said if that same spirit that rose Jesus, spirit. It's the spirit. You can't see it. You can just see the evidence of it. You can't see it. You can just see the evidence of it. Tonight I just wonder if anybody's seen the evidence in your life. Any evidence in your life. I'm going to show you this last thing, how to save you. How to move on a person. I never forget Kaylee got saved when she was about 7 or 8 years old. I don't know. Something like that. She was another age. She come to the altar. And she knelt down. I got down there beside her and I said, "Baby, what's wrong?" She said, "Daddy, I need to be saved." And I was just fixing to say, "I thought you was." And the Holy Spirit said, "Whoa, wait a minute. That's not your job." I just fixed to say, "But I thought you." And she said, Holy Spirit told me, said, "That's not your job. You're overstepping." And so she started repenting, asking God to move on her life and touch her. And I sat there and watched, what, a 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old girl under Holy Ghost conviction give her life to Jesus. It's that spirit that draws. Show you this tonight. Look with me, if you will, here in the Bible in verse number 11. I see it's saving power. It says, "But the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you." I see that saving power saves you from sin. It saves you from being separated from Almighty God. Turn me to Romans chapter number 6 and verse number 23, just a few verses over. Here's what the Bible says. Romans 6, 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Turn me to 1 Corinthians, if you will, chapter number 1 and verse number 18 tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 18 tonight. First Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us which are saved is the power of God. Thank God for that resurrection power. He's allowed me to do a lot of things in my life. I'm going to share one more instance with you. Highway 17, go past Lamb Motors. Go past Lamb Motors, come back to Detroit. Was an awful 18-wheeler wreck. A man and his wife had went to do clothes, wash clothes in Hamilton several years ago. Head-on collision with an 18-wheeler. 18-wheeler driver hadn't been asleep in many days. Crossed the line, hit, killed the woman instantly. The man that got hit survived. Not even a scratch. But he was very disoriented. Very disoriented. I don't even know his name. I was in town. Keith King said, hey, preacher, you might want to go check on the man. Told me where his apartment was. Said, you might want to go check on him and see about him. I said, okay. You know how we put our nose in places that don't belong sometimes? But I said, hey, got up there. And I said, man, you okay? He said, I think I might need to go to the doctor. I told him not to send me there, but I think I might ought to go. I didn't have no license, insurance. I didn't have nothing on the man. All I had of him was in my pickup. I didn't have nothing else. Y'all think I'm lying to y'all and stuff like this. It's just life. I put this man in my truck. We call Tony Brewer, state trooper. Man, he ain't got no clothes. Everything's in this car at Lamb's Motors locked up. They give us the authority to go get it out. We get it out, get his billfold, carry him to the ER at Hamilton. And they said, who's responsible? I said, I don't know who's responsible. Well, can you at least sign your name and give us your number? At least something that we got proof that he come. And I was like, man, I sure don't want to, but I guess I can. Y'all know, I mean, I don't want in it. You know what I mean? My name ain't Bennett, and I ain't in it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just at the wrong place at the wrong time, I think. I'm talking about the resurrection power, how to show up in your life. I signed my name on there, B.J. Mills, put my number, left it. I said, I won't hear nothing outside of this. I'm gone. I went home about 3 days later. My phone rung. And they said, is this B.J. Mills? I said, just kidding. How I answered the phone. I said, what's left of him? He said, well, we need you at the hospital at Hamilton. I said, what you need me up there for? I need you to come and release this man. I said, release him? I'm not in this. So when you sign him in, you need to sign him out. His lawyer's here to sign him out. I said, okay. I get to Hamilton Hospital. I walk in. And when I look up, there's my lawyer that I paid to represent me in my case. Darryl Burt. I look up. I make eye contact with him. He don't know me. I know him. I woke up to where he's at, and he looked down, and he said, seems funny. I thought, yep, here it goes. Seems funny. There's a guy I represented years ago with the same name as yours. But they said, this guy's a preacher. This can't be you. I said, that's me. I said, let me tell you what God's done. Y'all get what I'm saying? God's going to bring it back. You get the opportunity to witness back to people that seen you in your worses. And I went back telling him what all happened, how I'd been saved, how I'd been changed, and now I'm pastoring a church for people that I love, and they love me, and we love Jesus, and we just rock it on. He said, I got a proposition for you. And I said, what's that, man? He said, I can get you to work for the state of Alabama as a spokesperson against crystal meth, Brother Les. Sitting in Hamilton Hospital, said, I got a perfect job for you. Well, good pay. I got a perfect job for you. So what'd you tell him, preacher? I said, not for sale. Because there's not no rehab. There's not no 12-step program. None of that delivered me. What delivered me was the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. This week, you be ready to tell somebody your story, how God has resurrected you. The man that arrested me I got to make amends. I got to go back and say, hey, I'm not who I used to be. I'm changed by the blood of Jesus. The guy that represented me in court, I'm not the same guy. There's a change. There's a change. I wonder tonight if that change has been in your life. That supernatural power has changed you tonight. If it's not, tonight you could get in this altar and there could be a change in your life tonight. Brother Jerry, you prepared for altar call? Let's go. Come on. He said, preacher, I just need a change tonight. I wouldn't expect an altar call. I wouldn't either. But I'm just wondering if there's been a change in your life. Maybe there had been a change and now you're back. And you said, preacher, I just ain't where I used to be. Man, I need to get back on fire for God. There's somebody watching you. I had no clue people was watching me after I got saved. And two men out of this community went and stood before the judge for me. Larry Scott and Luke Sproul. Both of them men's gone on to be with the Lord. They didn't have a dog in the race. Not a dog in the race. All they knew was is they had seen a change in a man's life. And because they were Christian men, they was willing to stand with him. So does it really matter if you change? Yeah, it does. It matters a whole lot that you change. And that change only comes from Jesus Christ.